فتى إلا ليلى سيف إلا ذو الفقار لا فتى إلا ليلى.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Today, in tradition number 35 from the Commander of the Faithful, we want to look at the topic of the best path in life. Now, there are so many different traditions in which we have many different ethical qualities and traits which we have been recommended, advised, required to put within our life. And all of them are correct on their own. And obviously, all of them speak about the importance of morality and ethics within the life of the human being. Today, however, the Commander of the Faithful wishes to share with us three specific traits that he considers to be the best path in life to follow. Before we go into the explanation of the tradition, let us review the text of what the Imam has to say. And he says the following. O Kumail, indeed the most beloved of things which a servant can employ to attain true servitude to Allah, after affirming His oneness, and the truthfulness of his close friends are the following three things: chastity, tolerance, and clemency. The Commander of the Faithful speaking to his trustworthy, faithful companion Kumail ibn Ziyad, the famous companion from whom we have the Dua of Kumail, the supplication that we recite every Thursday night. This tradition shows us three different traits which the Imam wishes to impress upon him and upon us. And obviously, because these terms in their Arabic have multiple meanings, let us try and do our best to understand each of them and the depth, level of complexity which each of them have. The first thing which the Imam says, after belief in Allah, after testifying to the oneness of Allah, and the belief in the close, intimate friends of Allah, the awliya, the prophets, the messengers, the imams, the saints, these close, divinely gifted and divinely inspiring personalities, he says, is the trait of ta'affuf. And our scholar tells us, the scholars that comment on this hadith tell us that this word has both a specific and a general meaning to it. Specifically, this word, which we have rendered into the tradition as being chaste or having chastity, it refers to chastity in terms of sexual ethics and morality. And so we know within Islam that sexual boundaries exist, that a man and a woman who are not in a legal matrimonial wedlock are not allowed to have any sort of contact, physical or other, with one another. And so that is a specific meaning that the Imam is pointing to. But generally speaking, we're told in the tradition, a commentary of this tradition, that this chastity actually involves anything within life. So being chaste, not only in terms of our sexual etiquette and our sexual activity, but also in terms of wealth, power, status, anything in life which has this allure and attraction too. And so what the understanding of the first portion of the hadith is that when the Imam is telling Kumail to have this chastity, it is to live a life of godliness, to lead a life where you are not being attracted to the forbidden, where you're not being pulled or swayed into this world by things which either are forbidden or things even which are permissible, but which if you go to the extreme in that may lead to your own destruction. As an example, people who seek wealth, whether it be from permissible or illicit gains, people who seek power, whether it be through proper, democratic motions or through, overthrows and coups and revolutions, not for the sake of Allah. The general meaning of chastity, as the Imam mentions in this tradition and as the commentator of the hadith has mentioned, is really anything that has the pull and allure of this temporal world, not just sexuality and sexual issues, but wealth, power, status, and things like this, and the illicit means to attain those. So wealth in and of itself is not bad. However, to seek wealth from the illicit, from the impermissible channels, is also one aspect of this chastity. Power is not a bad thing. To be in charge is not something which is frowned upon within Islam. But to gain that power through corruption, through deviant, impermissible means is the problem. And so therefore the first portion of this tradition, the first trait that we should have on this path of life, which is chastity, is in all of the areas of our lives, not just the issue of gender relationships. The second portion of the tradition mentions tolerance or tahammul, and this also has multiple meanings, but the main principal definition is to basically be tolerant and to put up with not only challenges within our own lives, but also be able to be tolerant of other individuals. And so we see even during the lifetime of the Prophet Muhammad, may God's peace and blessings be upon him and his family, that even when he began his message of propagation in Mecca and the 13 years that he lived in Mecca, he faced a lot of opposition to his call, his invitation. And even though he would be pelted with stones, he would have the entrails of a camel or an animal dumped upon him. He would have people hurl insults at him. He would have his friends and close companions and family being even physically assaulted in some occasions. He still had tolerance for these individuals, and we have the famous statement of the Prophet where he says, "O Allah, please forgive my people because they do not know, because they are not still comprehending this message that I'm bringing forth." And so tolerance is at multiple levels within our lives. We have to be tolerant of other individuals, of differing opinions, even tolerant to an extent of people who are trying to harm us, to hopefully change them through our good conduct, through our morals, through our tolerance of their actions. And obviously tolerance also means that when we are going through difficulties in life, that we also tolerate, we bear those difficulties, again with patience, with fortitude and endurance, and that spiritual stamina to make it through the difficulties that we see face to face on a daily basis. The third and final trait which the Commander of the Faithful mentions is al-istibar, or clemency. And this word comes from the Arabic root word, which we get the word sabr, or patience. However, this also has the same notion as tolerance, except for the fact that the understanding here is obviously of a positive patience, of dealing with positive actions also within life. And again, both do have a very similar, closely knit related meaning. But we see that again in life, many of us will go through a lot of uphill challenges. And we have to again bear those with patience, with this ability to overcome our difficulties if we wish to reach to the eventual goal of the mission. And so we leave our world with full conviction and composure and understanding that Allah has been the help and the guide before for all of our actions, and that when we are able to put such actions within practice into our life, that we lead a life of wholesomeness, of health, of prosperity, and hopefully of a victory when we leave this world. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Ya Ali, Ya Ali, Ya Ali, Ya Ali, Ya Ali. أشعف إلا ذو الفقار لا فدا إلا يلينا أشعف إلا ذو الفقار لا فدا إلا يلينا أشعف إلا ذو الفقار لا فدا إلا يلينا